At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Wow. See, I'm sorry. That's impressive.
Yeah, so it's kind of like everything else, though, right? Where you could just, most people now consume music or consume everything in like snippets.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the Spotify. It's just in the background rather than like the front to back album cover, passionate about Megadeth or like I went to Oasis in London. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen ever again. Like those are gone because you would get the CD or you get the record, you go front to back. People don't consume things like that anymore. So that's why this
AI
kind of works for someone who's not really into music will be like, yeah, that sounds really good. I'll listen to it while I'm, sitting on the patio.
Yeah. So that's the difference in between like a musician and like somebody else. Like I can hear that. And that's like the hallmarks to a good pop song. Like you have the gritty voice, which is popular in country now, and you have the guitar, and you have kind of a sad story. So you put all those elements together, and AI will make a song. But like a musician could, a really talented musician with a good voice and a good writing style could do that in maybe not as quick as AI, but in a couple hours.
Yeah, but Jackson, you're a big music guy. Listening to that, if you didn't know the story, you would think that was a real person, a real band.
Yes, I would, but I don't think it's as difficult or like crazy that it could do it because
no,
it just
but that's
takes
the issue yeah. That it's not that hard that they can do that and put out a song that is good. Like that to me is crazy, and I get what Razor's saying that just everybody wants things right now and nobody has the attention span to go front to back when it comes to a new album release. But concerts are still selling out like crazy. It's
and
hard to get
Bad
tickets.
Bad Bunny literally changed the finances of Puerto Rico. He's done a when you say residency there for the last couple of months,
yeah,
literally the biggest tourist attraction that Puerto Rico has ever had. So music and live music still around and still making it big.
There are rumors out there, and I hate to throw her name out there, but that Taylor Swift might be doing a residency at the Sphere. Baseball Brett sent me something yesterday about that, and
she's selling out.
I mean,
Metallica's doing
it. It won't be like a legit residency, like a long one. She's just gonna like how Zach Brown Band is doing one. Greg's going to that show.
Interesting fact, the greatest question ever asked to Bill was if he was going to visit the Sphere when he was in Vegas for joint practices.
He didn't know what it was.
Yeah, boy was that. He loved me. No, I think just like logic, reason, experience, that is what everybody is after now. And I feel like that you cannot replicate it. There's no AI replication of a beautiful night in a sunset or a great concert, a good meal. Like AI doesn't make, pizza. Mm-hmm. You can put it in an oven, but the ingredients, like I just find it to be that we make things so simplistic and we always are into these like foreboding stories about how this is the demise of mankind. It's like if we create it, we can remove it. Like we have the ability to do that. People that just quit and are like, oh, it's going to all be computers. It's like, no, we will figure it out.
Exactly. All right. I want to get more thoughts from Razor when it comes to the Bruins. A crazy couple of seasons have taken place. We went from Montgomery with a record high season, then a very disappointing postseason. Then he gets fired midseason, gets replaced by Sacco. Then Sacco gets canned. And now we've got Marco Sturm. Where do you see the Bruins stand right now? Where do you see them going in the future? It just feels like an identity crisis of sorts, if I could say that, especially now with their captain gone.
Yeah, I think, well, this is since I've done this job or like come back and really paid attention to the Bruins again, this is definitely the most different offseason or going into the season has the most the first time where there's uncertainty or I'm a little unsure of what exactly this is going to look like or how it's going to play out. I've even going into last year, I didn't think they were as good as the year before, but I felt pretty confident in the lineup that they had and who they had in the roster. And this year I'm cautiously optimistic, but that's just kind of who I am anyways. And I, you know, I get it, but the fact that you have Lindholm, like I go back to, yes, the core of Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, Chara is gone, but I still like the core of David Pastrnak, Charlie McAvoy, Jeremy Swayman, Hampus Lindholm. Like this isn't a team that is going to go to the bottom. Okay. They went to the bottom last year because it got really bad and they decided that that's what they were going to do. Like the roster at the end of the season was not very good.
Why did it get so bad last season?
Well, a lot
season,
of it,
though?
We talked about Swayman.
Yep.
Hampus Lindholm missing 65 games. That killed them. There was no secondary option. The power play struggled because of it. He's a huge piece of this. He eats 23, 24 minutes a night. I think we...
So does Greg.
Yes, correct. We overlooked how important Hampus was, and I think we saw that with the 65 games that he missed. Charlie McAvoy missed the last 30 games. So you missed the top two defensemen. I don't care if you're the Florida Panthers. If you miss two of your top defensemen and a few forwards up front, you're not going to be as good. You're just not. And
what happened with Monty?
Well, I think with Monty, it seemed that he didn't want to stay here. I think we heard at the start of the year that we want to do a contract extension. We want to do a contract, and they couldn't get to that. So at some point, you had to make a choice in where the season was going at that point. They're only one game under 500, but it didn't look good, right? They were losing 8-1. They were losing 9-2 on the road. They were giving up 5 goals in third periods. And the neutral zone was a mess, and it didn't look right. It wasn't right. And the fact that he wasn't signing an extension that they were offering him, he wasn't putting pen to paper. They had to make a decision, and it seemed obvious after the fact that he went right to St. Louis 3 days later, which is his hometown, yep, which is where his wife's from, which is where his family lives, that was
figured out,
seemed
beforehand
to be a bit of an option in the back of his head, whether it was midseason or at the end of the season, where he was just a little unsure if he was really going to stay here as a Boston Bruin. And I think him going to St. Louis was the perfect scenario for him and his family, but also kind of lent itself to where the Bruin, it seemed as though there was something else going on. It wasn't just a matter of firing Jim Montgomery. It was that Jim Montgomery might not have really wanted to be here long term.
So you're saying that 5-year deal wasn't totally consummated the second he was fired with the Blues?
I'm just saying it's
unlikely.
You can connect the dots a little bit in the fact that he went to It wasn't the same as Bruce Cassidy. It's right. Not the same as Bruce Cassidy. And again, these guys that have we talked Mike McDaniel, like you have 2 or 3 years. If you're a good coach, you're going to get a job again right out of the gates. That's just the way the hockey world is. Jim Montgomery, there's more to it in the fact that he went to the exact place that he wanted to go and signed a huge extension in St. Louis.
Don't you feel like they need to now stay put, though? Like, when it comes to Marco Sturm, they've got to give him a real fighting chance. It just felt like, to me, they canned Sacco when nothing was going in. Like, he was set up for failure.
Correct. And Joe's been around the league forever. And listen, he did a great job up until Christmas. That first 6 weeks, he got everybody back in place, but again, it just wasn't sustainable with the back end that they had with Lindholm out. And Joe knew that. I don't see him not getting rehired as another coach. Like he was
another head coach.
It was interim. They didn't ever commit to him being the head coach. It was like he was the placeholder. They weren't going to go and make a decision quickly in October. And wanted the summer. And they took a long time to make this decision on Marco Sturm as well, which I think just goes to show why they didn't do that in October, because they know that they can't pull the trigger again 3 months into this.
So Sweeney, I think, is one of the more unique executives in Boston sports over the last generation, mm-hmm. because he's had great success. They give you the numbers. I know Dan Duquette got in trouble for it, but most points over a certain number of years, most regular season wins, and yet here they are on their third coach, and not that, what, 4 years, 3 years, and the coach they had, Cassidy, which you're right, that felt like that was a unit that worked well together that had just run its course.
Yep.
They were saddened to see Cassidy go. Cassidy was frustrated when he left, and but I think that that was a...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
A unit for a long period of time. How do they make this work, and how does Sweeney, you know, how long is the leash? Because I think it's now on Sweeney. Sturm, I guess, could be collateral damage, but if the team isn't successful in the next 2 to 3 years, that will be on Sweeney more so than the coach.
Yeah, it feels like that's where we're at. But I think it's really important for everyone to understand that this is going to, whenever, and Don Sweeney's going to get fired at some point, right? Like, no GM has ever been a GM for 50 straight years in his entire career. Right. So, but it's important for everyone to know the exact same thing's going to happen when Don Sweeney gets fired. Whenever that is, whether if it's 5 years from now, he's going to get a job the next day if he wants it. He's highly, highly regarded in the National League. You don't get Team Canada general manager opportunities for four nations, being on part of the Olympic team in Canada, if you're not really well respected and thought of very highly in the hockey world. It's a massive job, and the fact that he was given that job just proves what he's thought of and how hard he works and what his discipline in the job is and how much he puts into it. So it's just important to put that out there first. I know we're in Boston. I know it doesn't really matter what everyone else thinks. This is Boston, and he's been here a long time, and they haven't won a Stanley Cup under his, and they had a bad draft 10 years ago, which we still somehow talk about all the time. I understand all that criticism and the fact that he's gone through coaches. It is on them right now, and I think Don knows it as well as anyone. He's a Boston guy now, and he understands that.
How hard was it, do you think, for him when it came to Brad and the decision to go with that trade?
No, it was hard for everybody, and certainly the organization has to know what the fallout will be. Again, they know this market and deal with it on a daily basis, and they I'm sure they knew, especially him going to Florida. Everybody knows what that narrative is going to be once it gets done. And but I also think it lends itself to how good Don is at his job at a lot of times, that he's willing to do that and willing to make those decisions. And the easy one would have been to let Brad stay. That would have been the easy one.
Did you believe any of the rumors that after he won the Stanley Cup that there were maybe talks of bringing him back?
No, I think that, I mean, talks is, you know, what does that mean? I'm sure that, yes, you have to talk about that. I'm sure Brad talked about it with his family and had those discussions. That Boston is one of three or four or five places that Brad probably would have been willing to go to. But I think the feeling, I don't know, once he left and once they went on a run, it felt like, okay, you do have to turn the page here. It's really hard to bring him back and put the C back on him and do all of that now that he's gone. I think when the deal was done initially, I thought, well, maybe you could do a, you know, kind of a rental play. But once you saw him in the playoffs in Florida, it felt like, okay, you kind of have to move on.
It'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. I just feel like the Bruins, who... we always say their fan base, no matter what, stays very intact. Like they don't miss buying their season tickets. They don't miss out on games, even if they're having an off season. It just feels like Bruins fans have a passion unlike any other team. Mm-hmm. But nobody's even talking about them right now. Like, no. This off season has felt so quiet around the Bruins that it's almost scary.
The winter is going to be a unique place this year in the Boston sports scene because neither team is competing for a championship.
Yeah.
And, you know, going back, how many games away were we for the Celtics and Bruins both being in the championship together? Remember, that was the whole talk, you know, could they get a double championship?
We were talking about how are they going to schedule make sure that fans could be able to watch and go.
Oh, Curtis and Courtney talked about a parade on the game 7. It was a whole to-do. Yeah, I remember.
I do think, though, to that point, again, you can debate that this team could be, you know, could be at the bottom or it could be eighth place. It could be fifth place in the you can debate it a bunch of different ways because no one really knows. But I do think, like, once it gets going and you see everybody back on the ice, you see McAvoy back, you see Lindholm back, you see Swayman taking a step, you see David Paz, you'll get a bit of a swell. I think after the way the season ended last year, so many people just wanted to not think about it. And we really won't get that back until training camp starts. But they're not winning the conference by any means, but I think there's more there than people are giving them credit for.
Hot button topic that former NHL players have talked about, especially during this offseason, the millionaire's tax, and in regards to playing in Boston, do you think it plays into that?
Yeah, certainly it does. Again, you see it, Florida or Tampa Bay have won the Stanley Cup, or won the Eastern Conference 6 years in a row, 7 years in a row. So there's something there. I think Boston's really lucky in hockey circles that this is a place that guys want to live, though. So you do have you don't have the backstop of we talked about family and growing and, you know, raising kids and raising a family here. I think that's a lot of the guys at that point and have families and know that and understand that from a hockey perspective, I would say. I think that it's kind of a European city. It's kind of a Canadian city. It's something familiar. It's small town, but a big city. I think those are the reasons why hockey guys like it here. But at the end of the day, when I talk to my agent, okay, what's my contract? It doesn't really matter what my contract is. It's what's my end dollar at the end of each season? Right. How much am I actually, what's taxes, agent fees, cost of living, all of these things. What is my number at the end of the day? And that's what guys have figured out that. Guys are concerned about that. And that's why you're seeing, and also it's pretty cool to live on the beach and play hockey all season.
And no pressure and no fans. But Gary Bettman, I think it was this past Cup final, was asked about it and he got very defensive.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. The business side of it's very defensive because obviously they don't want to make it look like one team or one state is getting an advantage. But there's no question that, and again, Boston's in between what's going on up north. Again, you go to Canada and you know
it's crazy.
You're 53% tax on in Toronto,
and you can't even fly home when you get to your location.
And you can't if you're in Vancouver, you can't buy a house because they have foreign international housing rules.
What?
Really?
Yeah, you can't buy if you're an American in Vancouver. You can't buy a house.
So all of those guys just have to rent?
Yeah.
Even if they're a lifer.
Even if they're a lifer, yeah.
So how do you, is there a process by which you could become able to purchase something, or is it just only if you're a Canadian citizen?
Yeah, they did it because so many of the Chinese dollars were coming over and they were just funneling it through real estate in Vancouver. So,
Wow.
All right, well, it'll be interesting to hear what you have to say on Morning Brew, as well as your coverage on NESN all season long. Or are you, like, going to be pregame, postgame?
Probably a little bit of everything, like I have been.
Bringing back what you guys were doing, the fun little segment from studio with Patrice.
Yeah, we need those two guys to sign up, I guess. From all accounts, they're on board. But yeah, it'd be good if we can do a few more of the unobstructed view shows.
We talked about that a lot. We liked that.
Yeah, it's fun. It was fun. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I think it was great that people got to see Bergie, you know, loosen up a little bit because he's so funny.
Next time,
and
make
then
sure
Tukes, like you brought up, Tukes is just, he's
awesome.
The mayor.
Make
he's
sure,
the next governor of Massachusetts.
I think he would win and he could buy property here.
That's right.
Next year, I would just have Dale off screen when he's doing the Bergie back rubs. Because like, it's a little awkward when
just
you're watching.
Hands.
Yeah, just the hands. That'd be creepy. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Curtis teased it, but Karen Garigian has a new article that dropped today. We'll get into that after the break.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.